Connecticut has a new strategy in combating income inequality in the state: bonds for babies. The state will set up a $3,200 bond for every child born after July 1st who qualifies for the state's Medicaid program. So in 2039, those 18-year-olds can use the money to go to college, buy a house, or start a business. State Treasurer Sean Wooden says the plan is the first of its kind in the country.
Let's face the facts here. While Connecticut has the highest annual income per capita of any state in the country, it also has one of the highest rates of income inequality in the nation. And economic disparities have only been exacerbated by the pandemic.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy pushed for a program in his state last year, but it didn't go forward. So maybe Connecticut will start a trend.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, Connecticut has a new budget, New York finishes its legislative sessions tonight, and Connecticut will now allow college athletes to make some money.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Connecticut Democrats and Republicans say they are pleased with the just-concluded General Assembly session. Democrats got most of their agenda through, while Republicans successfully blocked most new taxes that were proposed. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Governor Ned Lamont says he's pleased that the House approved a state budget before the end of the regular session on Wednesday.
It's a bold, progressive budget, and we do this without any tax increases. That was a promise that I made early on, and it's a promise we've kept.
The $46 billion two-year budget had bipartisan support, but Republicans held up a vote on marijuana legislation in the House. Democratic Speaker Matt Ritter says legislative leaders have yet to determine when to hold a special session to get that done.
We have made one decision. We will be voting in the next week on that bill. Could be today. Could be tomorrow, could be Friday, could be Saturday, could be Sunday. We will be getting that bill passed.
The bill to implement the budget would also have to be voted on in a special session. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Criminal justice reforms dominated the end of the 2021 legislative session in New York, just as they have for the past 2 years. Karen DeWitt reports the session wraps up tonight.
A bill that would seal some criminal records for those convicted of misdemeanors and some felonies, known as clean slate, a new modified version, would not expunge the records, and they could be made available to prosecutors and judges if the person commits a new crime. That change could address some of the concerns of the state's district attorneys, who said they were worried that prior criminal convictions would be erased.
Clean slate!
At a rally outside the Capitol on Tuesday, Senate sponsor Zelnor Myrie said the bill will mean a chance at redemption for those convicted of crimes who served their time.
In practice, we have a system of perpetual punishment.
Senate Republican leader Rob Ort says Republicans object to the measure, saying it goes too far.
If we were talking about very specific crimes, nonviolent crimes, you know, first offender type crimes, I think I can't speak for all of them, I can speak for myself, that's something that I could consider. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about all crimes.
Another bill introduced in both houses would make it harder for someone on parole who commits a technical violation to be sent back to prison. Both houses did agree on a bill to make gun manufacturers legally liable for people who commit crimes with their guns. And the Senate and Assembly also passed a measure to ban so-called ghost guns by closing a loophole that allowed access to the components needed to build an AR-15 without having to go through a background check or register the weapon. The bill that are approved in the final hours of the session will go to Governor Cuomo for his signature. Cuomo has not said whether he will support the bills. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Connecticut has become the latest state to allow college athletes to make money from their names and likenesses. More on that coming up at First Headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare, More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Everyone over 12 in our region is now able to get the vaccine. For your first dose, you don't need an appointment at most state-run sites, but you may need to make one for your second dose.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
A former MS-13 gang leader on Long Island was sentenced to 25 years in prison this week for two separate shootings that left several people wounded. The first shooting happened in 2009 and involved Ronald Catalan and two other gang members who opened fire on a rival gang in Brentwood. In 2015, Catalan was involved in a similar rival shooting in Bayshore. He was arrested and pleaded guilty. He also pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute cocaine and marijuana, as well as gun charges. Joyce Smith was sworn in as Nassau County's acting district attorney yesterday, making her the county's first Black DA. Smith was appointed by the previous district attorney, Madeline Singus, who was just confirmed as a judge to New York's top court. District attorneys are usually elected by voters, so Smith will have to be elected in a special election, that is, unless Governor Cuomo appoints her or someone else. Connecticut became the latest state this week to allow college athletes to make money from endorsements. Ali Warsharsky reports this comes as NCAA officials and coaches testified before the Senate Commerce Committee asking for similar legislation nationwide.
Senator Richard Blumenthal is one of the lawmakers pushing for the so-called NIL or Name Image Likeness bill to be passed this month. He says college athletes make $20 billion for their schools, but they aren't offered any protections of financial support when things go wrong.
The overwhelming number of athletes in this country will never make a lot of money off NIL, but all too many of them will suffer life-changing injuries or deprivation of educational opportunity and other kinds of harm that we're seeking to pretend and protect against.
NCAA President Mark Emmert testified Wednesday urging Congress to pass a nationwide standard.
We need to safeguard the non-employment status of student athletes to maintain the core principles of collegiate athletics.
Because 19 states have passed their own regulations, it will make recruiting to some schools more desirable than others unless national legislation is passed. The NCAA and lawmakers are also pushing for mandatory training or resources for students who need help managing their income and signing contracts.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.